With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Two bills on the future of wilderness in Montana were heard this morning in a U.S. Senate subcommittee.
God doesn't make places like this anymore.
That's Senator John Tester. His Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act proposes extending wilderness protection to 79,000 acres in northwest Montana. The Democrat touts it as a collaborative compromise that's given the timber industry logging sales and that would designate new mountain bike and snowmobiling areas. Republican Senator Steve Daines' bill proposes removing wilderness study area designation for five places, totaling about 500,000 acres.
My bill will help unlock some of our public lands, those that have been deemed not suitable for wilderness, and return more access to public hands.
A deputy chief of the U.S. Forest Service testified in support of both senators' bills. The Montana Wilderness Association says Daines made misleading statements about his bill, but strongly supports Tester's. Other wilderness advocates have criticized Tester's bill. The U.S. Senate subcommittee will continue to take comments on the bills for two more weeks. Action on the bills beyond that has not yet been scheduled. The father of three missing Michigan brothers says teeth and bone fragments found in September in Missoula don't belong to them. John Skelton says those are not his boys when asked about the remains during an interview at a Michigan prison. DNA testing is being done on the remains. Sergeant Travis Welsh says Missoula detectives have not spoken with Skelton and there's no known connection to the boys' disappearance. A jury has found a Missoula man guilty on sex trafficking charges after authorities said he'd lured women and girls into the commercial sex trade and then bullied and abused them so they'd keep working for him. 35-year-old Terrence Tyrell Edwards was found guilty on multiple counts of sex trafficking by force, transportation of a minor with intent to engage in prostitution, and obstructing a sex trafficking investigation. Prosecutors said he enlisted as many as five women in his scheme, abusing them so they wouldn't leave and taking all the money for himself. Edwards denied the charges during his trial and testified that he was running a legal escort service. Sentencing is scheduled for July 21 before U.S. District Judge Susan Waters. Montana continues to be the only western state where all river basins have snowpack that is at least near normal for this time of year. The Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman reports 12 of the state's 13 major river basins currently have well above normal snowpack conditions. The one exception is north central Montana's St. Mary Milk River Reservoir, which is sitting at 97% of normal. NRCS water supply specialist Lucas Zukowitz cautions anything can happen between now and spring.
But right now we're looking good, and as long as this continues, we should be in good shape for water supply. But east of the divide, we really have those critical spring months coming up, and we're going to have to wait and see what they yield, but we're off to a great start.
Most of northwestern Montana's basins received consistent precipitation last month. Zukowitz says the same is true for parts of southwest and south central Montana.
And even pretty close to record for this date in the upper Yellowstone River Basin. So the northwest and kind of south central Montana have really been seeing the brunt of the storms that have come through, and they have a snowpack which is in really good shape for February 1st.
Forecasters last year predicted a generally wet La Nina weather pattern for this winter, and that prediction seems to be holding up. Long-term forecasts call for a continuation of this pattern into the end of winter. Montana lawmakers are joining the state's congressional delegation in asking the federal government for more information about alleged misconduct by federal food safety inspectors at meat processing businesses, Corin Cates Carney reports.
State lawmakers are concerned that small meat processing businesses are being treated differently than large businesses, among other allegations of misconduct by federal inspectors. The Legislative Economic Affairs Interim Committee voted unanimously Wednesday in favor of sending a letter to the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Agriculture asking for answers. If wrongdoing is found in a formal investigation, Nate McConnell, the vice chair of the committee, says an apology should be issued by the federal government to Montana businesses.
They should apologize. If you make a mistake, you say, I'm sorry.
The legislative committee's letter includes reporting from the Montana Standard newspaper in Butte last September. It quotes an administrator from the Federal Food Safety and Inspection Service saying that 5 of 11 reported allegations of harassment of a business by an inspector were substantiated. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney.